Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show. We're here, we're rocking and we're hairy.
And we're also getting over our week at the flower show, oof, Hampton Court. Do you see us? We're broadcasting every day live.
Flipping it, I'm exhausted.
He was. The best thing is when he met Gregory Porter, who's our guest on Tuesday.
I didn't know what to do.
Oh, he was all over himself.
I was. I was all over him and all. That was a bit messy.
He shouldn't have asked for a go on his balaclava, though.
No, I know. Well, you know.
Oh, no. Lovely people.
He's amazing, man.
Summer's here. Run to you. Brian Adams is very summery, isn't he?
He is.
Summer of 69.
Yeah, run to you. You know, it's all good stuff. It's all happy tunage, isn't it, dude?
But
happy tunage.
Very happy being on Planet Rock, and you're going to spend the next 2 hours with us.
Sorry.
You sauce.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
Ah, I like you, Ray Heap. They're still going strong.
Yeah.
I think Salisbury was one of my favourite albums, though.
Aye, that was good.
It was good. And Gypsy.
Flag and a Nil.
Goes on a bit, though, don't they?
Oh, aye.
But never mind, he did in those days.
Well, you did, but you just used to drink cider and listen to them.
Well, see, Darren Riddick, you know, he's used to this, you know. If a track doesn't last 20 minutes, he's not interested.
No, well, he drifts off, doesn't he?
Oh, he does. He does. He does all that kind of, whatchamacallit, progressive. Some say progressive, some say regressive. Hey.
Some say it's just crap.
No, it's not. One man's meat is another one's chipolata.
That's true.
Well, anyway, it's time for our Hairy Barbie.
Oh, let's have a Hairy Barbie.
You got a Hairy Barbie, you got a bald Ken. And what do you have? You have normality. So we're going to do lamb burgers with tzatziki. It's a great one, this as well. If you've got kind of, you know, any Muslim mates coming round, you know, because you have halal burgers and that, it's cool, it's fine. Something for everybody. It's a really good little recipe. They're a burger, but they've got like this Middle Eastern to them. They've got oregano, rosemary, lemon zest, cinnamon, yogurt. They're really, really tasty.
Tasty, and they freeze well, and it's just that's just brilliant. And again, it's just us trying to kind of, you know, put some zip back into your pip in the terms of the barbecue, you see. It's lovely.
And the nice thing is that lamb on the barbecue, when you the appliance of smoky fire, I think works better with lamb than a lot of other meats.
Well, it does, you see, because the meat, the fat content in the meat and the intermuscular fat in lamb, particularly some lamb, is quite extensive. So what happens is it drips on top of the barbecue hot coals, and sometimes it flames and sometimes it just smokes, but it imparts a particular flavour that is incredibly pleasant.
And we've got a nice sauce like a tzatziki, which is a cucumber dip in Greek restaurants with cucumber, yogurt, garlic, white wine vinegar and dried mint.
Mint!
And serve that on your burgers. Well, say you can do meatball version of this, and you've got to do them on a stick and that, call it like a shashlik. It's really good, and the thing is, it can all be pre-done. And it's just that bit nicer, really.
And also, it's great if you do it the night before, because then they sit in this beautiful, beautiful aromatic kind of herbs and everything, and it's really nice. And the flavour intensifies, obviously, because you're marinating them in effect, and they're great.
Yeah, it's either meatball or burger, but you can pack your pita with it with some salad, with a tzatziki and a bit of chili sauce.
Ah, I love a chili sauce.
Chili sauce.
And a garlic
great.
Sauce.
Anyway, the recipe's free on the Planet Rock website.
Free!
It'll make your summer afternoon just that little bit nicer.
It will.
Slamming the lamb.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Anyway, Simon, it's time for one of our listeners' wonderful emails. Remember, do send them in. We do read them, and you can write to us via the Planet Rock website. Mr. King, take it away.
Right, it's Chris Davis. Hiya, Chris, how are you? And he said, and the subject is autograph? Question mark. Hi, Si. Hi, Dave. I was listening to your show a while ago, and Si said that if anyone asked him for a selfie pose, he'd probably hit them. Well, I didn't, did I?
You did, actually.
Did I?
Yeah, you do. You get on one sometimes and you talk rubbish because you'd never do that.
No, I don't.
We're the most approachable, nicest people you ever come across.
I do.
It's just him. You say things for effect.
And I
look,
do.
You've caused trouble now. You've upset people.
Have I?
Go on, read the email.
It made me quite glad that I didn't succeed in getting my daughter to ask you for an autograph. I shall explain. We were in the queue in Knitsley Mill Farm Shop, which I go there regularly. Well, I did. I don't anymore, but never mind. I was trying to decide what to buy when my daughter disturbed my concentration. The conversation went something like this. Dad, man, shut up, will you? Shh. Dad! What? Look. So I turned round and I saw the one and only Si, a hairy biker. Despite much cajoling, she would not ask for your autograph, obviously having a better sense than me of the dangers involved. You make us feel guilty now. It was a really good farm shop and you seem to be buying everything, paying particular attention to the racks of beer. Will you shut up, Chris? It's good beer there. They sell all the local stuff. Anyway, have you mellowed over time? Nope. Would it be safe to ask for your autograph if it ever happened again? Of course it would. I wouldn't hit anybody. Well, there's a couple of people, but, I wouldn't hit, just random people. I mean, no, it's part of the gig. It's what we do, and we love it, because you guys pay our wages, you see. So it's always nice to stop and have a Dave's right. I just say it for effect.
Yeah. It's a good farm shop.
It is a good farm shop. We love Knitsley. And because now I've moved somewhere else and I'm not as close, I don't go.
And they were kind to you when you were a bit of a dribbler as well.
Oh, they were brilliant. Yeah, I'd be picked up.
They'd suffer up you, they listen to you repeat yourself.
They did. Well, they did. I used to walk in, you see, so I'd drive. And every now and then I used to kind of go, I wonder if I can still ride a motorcycle. It was only about 3 weeks after anyway, I shouldn't be telling you this, but never mind. And I used to ride up on the bike and go, and I thought, where am I going to put everything? Because I'd buy loads of stuff because it was off me box. And then look and go, well, I won't have to put it all in the panniers. So the girls had come out with us and it would be like this jigsaw of fitting large. I mean, there was only me in the house. So I didn't really need a whole belly pork.
Yeah, but
I just thought,
the bike he was on didn't have panniers.
I've never seen so many carrier bags, black plastic carrier bags hanging from me ape hangers. It was, I tell you what, it was a bugger around a corner.
Si and Dave, Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Now, dun, 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 dun.
Da, 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 da.
It's the Sunday Roast Amnesty. We're here to help. Call us.
Good morning, Dave and Si. Good morning. I've just got hold of a copy of your new book, and I must say, it's brilliant. That's the veggie one, dude, isn't it?
Yep.
Good. The recipes are easy to follow or adapt as required, and they taste great. Well, that's very good. Being someone who is a diabetic, the veggie option helps no end, and I wholly recommend the Latin American shepherd's pie and sweet potato sagaloo. They are both awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
That's very kind of you to say. That's very kind, Paul. Hold on, we're getting to it now, Dave. We're getting to it.
Mm-hmm.
On the subject of onion powder, I found this and mushroom ketchup hard to source.
Really?
Really?
I sorted the onion problem by using onion granules and crushing them in a pestle and mortar. Yes, no.
That worked very well, actually.
Well done. However, the ketchup I haven't managed to find. Can you help?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
What it is it's in a very old-fashioned bottle, and the anchovy essence you get, and it's a company called GEO Watkins, and it looks Victorian, and it's kind of with your pickles and vinegars and stuff. And they always have the mushroom ketchup next door. It's a supermarket thing next door to the anchovy essence.
Or they could have it in our supermarket where they have it next door to the charcoal, for whatever reason. Or the Vileda cloths.
Are they mad in your supermarket?
Oh, it's like an acid trip, dude.
Oh, I hate it when they haven't...
I hate it when they have no order.
They haven't got the nouse, have they?
No.
The things are out of...
No,
it's not bad. A mushroom ketchup's great. And it also is a good... Because the thing is, of course, if you're on a vegetarian persuasion, you can't use Worcestershire sauce because it contains anchovies.
Anchovies.
So we found out that the mushroom ketchup is a good substitute for anchovies.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes.
No, look harder. J.O. Watkins, it's beautiful stuff. And the anchovy essence is useless if you're vegetarian, but it's really good. Mm. I put it in my Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.